النكون.
Good evening. Today is April 14, 2026. 6:06 p.m. City Council meeting number 4 here at the City Chambers. Before we begin, we will have a moment of silence, remembering those who have passed before us. Thank you.
Green meat.
Thank you. Our interpreter, Jeannie and Lisa, will be along shortly. There were no swearing in. Adoption of agenda. No additions. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Connell. Questions, comments, additions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Minutes from Planning and Development Committee of the Whole meeting. Number 3 minutes, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments to the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Thank you. Unanimous. Carried. Public hearing number 2 minutes, dated March 24, 2026, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by. Questions, comments? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Carried. Thank you. City Council meeting minutes from number 3, dated March 24, moved by alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Comments, questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Carried. Thank you. Tonight, any declaration of interest to any of the items? Councillor Shepherd. Korean Amig 783-1. Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Any others? Conflict declaration of interest to any of the items? Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. I will declare an interest to 7A. Is it noted, Councillor Flaherty? And B, one more. No delegations. No awards and recognitions. Councillor statements. Deputy Mayor Smith. President Mayor Aba. Ohara Matuinatunga. Penasor, so no one pick out Nikis out in Yangata Tamane. Hano to in a pidere haranato Hano to in ato to go to Nertango Telego, Cusane, so go see Teco Hano de Runalani, Pidere Runani, Lohano, o hau se gaya matu ina taka. Yep. Councillor Aluka. Hojana me yava onnoko tonate hat tonate cha na khosi openga sa ko apik a khaw se gaya matu na taka khaya maju. Takwa house ga jo mallo gello takwa khimme pinga jo khimme chele uta da na che go jala ne me hello to sa sa ba which one
sharp yeah okay go ahead. Thank you.
But no. Just want to give a shout out to some of our individuals from this past weekend's Klim Meet races. On Saturday, we had our kids' three dog race. In first place is Destiny, age 12. And second place, Annabelle and Niela Fortin, age 11 and 12. And our youngest racers, Willow and Hunter Heinemann, age 5 and 6. And then on Sunday, we had our four-dog race. First place is Andrew Card, second place, Christina Kavavau, and third place, Alexi Cameron. Congratulations to everyone. And just a quick note, this coming Saturday is our full dog team, Kimoksekti races, all the way to Boy Scout and back, 35-kilometer race, 10 a.m. Come out and cheer on our Kimoksekti. I will be racing this weekend, so I'm pretty excited. Matna.
Thank you, Councillor Aluka, Katimiji Shepherd. Councillor Shepherd.
Just again, I want to take a quick second just to acknowledge the federal announcement last Monday and thank our federal partners and Member of Parliament for the $109 million investment directly to the city of Iqaluit for primarily sewage infrastructure improvements and additional water and sewer fund activities. This funding dramatically changes some things for our city. This was $109 million of our own money, our own revenue that we really needed to spend over the coming years to improve the infrastructure and water services in our community. So this investment by the federal government frees up a significant amount of city capital in future years for us to do more with. And to really make a difference in our community for our residents. I'd also like to thank our administration team for the application, for always having something in the fire and ready to go. The work that's done behind the scenes at this city is amazing at times. Just knowing that when opportunity arises, we have a team that's able to come together quickly. And always has the work done ahead of time to be able to capitalize when opportunity arises. So thank you all on the city side. Thank you to our federal partners for the investment in our city. It's something that our residents should be very excited about. This is essentially $109 million that we can spend on more fun things, you know, other than simply water and sewer infrastructure, which is critically important, but doesn't always make headlines the way that it really should. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
When me cut my shepherd.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Okay, on to our agenda. Defer business and table items. Discussion and direction item. Vacant council seat. Verbal, Stephen Glenn.
Council, this was a deferred item from the last meeting, so we're just putting it back on the agenda again if council wishes to discuss further. Just to summarize basically what the Elections Act says, how to deal with a vacancy, is that the municipal council shall fill the vacancy as soon as reasonably practical by appointing a person who is either eligible to be a candidate for that office. Do that under two options, one being taking the last set of election results and going to the person with the highest number of votes that was unelected, if they're willing and able. The second option is to put out a call to the public using an approved form by council for residents within the city to declare their interest, and then for council to develop a process to go through those applicants and to pick a candidate to fill the vacancy. So just throwing that out there again for council's discussion because it was a deferred item. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Thank you.
I think it's clear that public call out is probably the way that we will go and I think should go in this case. I do think with the summer months coming up on us and a lot of us, you know, taking leave to go out on the land or go on holiday, I think it's going to be more difficult for us to meet quorum over the summer. So I do think it is important that we fill that seat before summer begins. So, you know, end of May, June at kind of the latest. That's kind of my idea of a timeline. But would love to hear feedback from my colleagues here.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Comments, questions? With regard to the agenda item, vacant council seat. Thank you. I just want to agree that perhaps prior to summer months, that we should do something on that to move ahead with that, and that council, some members may not always be here over the summer, and some people have things to do over the summer. So, thank you. Thank you, alternate mayor, Councillor Agluka.
To echo my colleague, Deputy Mayor Smith's comments and idea on doing a call out for applications to Qurumyut to fill this vacant seat, a very important seat. And seeing as our next upcoming council meeting for May, June, the next one is May 26th, and the one following after that is June 23rd. And I think this would be ideal for a deadline, the next 2 months of Qurumyut deciding and working and preparing their applications, if that were the route for us to go, and that those would be one of the two dates that we could get together as council to decide. But that's in keeping in mind, that's just time frame wise. If we were to go the route of doing a call out for application, it gives them ample amount of time, you know, for research, for conversations, and, you know, preparing their applications. But I would consider definitely doing a call out for applications and deciding, filling the seat before the summer months for sure. And that way this vacant seat can be filled and the individual can spend the summer preparing themselves for the upcoming fall council meetings. But no.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka. Councillor Shepherd.
I would, first of all, like to encourage anyone to apply who would make this council a more representative body. I would love to see a large number of women applying, as well as Inuit applying. And I think we as councillors can play a role in that in encouraging individuals who would be a good fit for this council to run. That being said, I would propose a call-out cutoff date of May 22nd for council to invite prospective councillors to participate at a meeting in June, and we can make our decision at that point in time ahead of the busier summer months. It's essentially a one-month period. It allows administration some time to put together the materials that are probably filed away somewhere because we've done this so many times before. It's not like we have to reinvent the wheel, but we could use a similar process as was done before. And, you know, I would, you know, if it's agreeable, would make that motion when the time comes to have a call out with a cutoff date of Friday, May 22nd.
When make
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Nata would like to comment. Yeah, that's true. We definitely haven't been doing this as a start. We have done this before. It could also be an option to look at the one who had the most number of votes next to the person that had been put in the first place. That's just another idea. But I will encourage anyone out there as well to apply. And we could also look at the candidates who ran in the election and look at the people who had the most votes next to that person who was here last for that vacant position. That's another option. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Nata. I think that the majority would like to open it up to the public. Therefore, I'd like to see a motion. And if this motion is brought tonight, then we'll bring it out to the public as a call out. And perhaps Councillor, or rather Deputy Mayor Smith has a motion.
Motion here in a moment, but just before I do, I would like the opportunity just to speak to Ekalumiot, who might be interested in running or putting their name forward. You know, it is a lot of work to sit in this room and do the research, and make sure you think about it. There's a lot of legislation to review that kind of governs us and how we operate. But also, I think some of your best resources, if it's something that you're interested in, are the people in this room. Like, please, if you're interested, like, come up and talk to us. Ask us about our experience. Like, all of us, I think, would be more than happy to speak to you and to share, you know, what we've learned from our time in this room. Very happy to talk to anyone who's interested. But I would move to go for public call out immediately, having the cutoff date be May 22nd, and then us choosing our new colleague on June 23rd. So, thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Nata. Questions, comments? Councillor Flaherty. Yes, thank you, Mayor Ava. I just want to comment that I've been here as long as I have, and it's sometimes challenging. And the honest things that somebody who wants to run or put their name in will have to realize that, honestly, they'll have to really be put their heart into working with the city and believing in the city. And that working as a team, and we work very well with the current administration and the staff at the city. And they are also a great resource themselves, who are able to answer any questions from Iqaluqmiut, particularly young people. I would encourage young people, the younger generation, to participate in the council. I don't often see young people represented in government, so it would be nice to see that. I am saying to them, take note that you should apply and participate and be a voice, especially as Iqaluit develops and is growing. and how can we help from our community and even particularly our younger generation. It would be nice to hear more from what their voices are. I think that it would make a great compliment to our council, and that's what I wanted to comment on. Thank you. Thank you, Alternate Mayor Flaherty. And to the motion, any questions? I don't see any. I think it's more of a encouragement to anyone. There's a motion to the motion. And there was a motion to do a call out. Any questions, comments? I see none. In favor? Unanimous? Carried. Thank you. And that will be opening up shortly to the public. Also on our agenda, number 7. Bylaws, first reading of bylaws, bylaw number 1033, amendments to zoning bylaw number 899, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. There's no questions during the first reading, so in favor? 5 agreed. Opposed? And also that carried. Also, bylaw number 1034, amendment to consolidated fees and charges, bylaw number 813. We need a mover. Councillor Shepherd moves, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. In the first reading, there's no questions or comments allowed. So to the motion, unanimous, carried. Bylaw 1035, land disposal bylaw for lot 2. Block 252, plan 4972. But we had to have 2 people out, so moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Kunuk. My apologies. And this is a first reading, so there's no questions or comments allowed. In favor? And unanimous, carried.
And second reading of bylaw number 1035, land disposal bylaw for lot 2, block 252, from plan 4972. Any movers? Moved by Councillor Lucas, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions, comments to the motion? No questions. All those in favor? Unanimous. Carry. Thank you. I think the councillors in conflict can come back to the room. Thank you, Councillor Shepherd and Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty, who had to go out of the room. No third reading of bylaw. No old business. New businesses. Informational item, Engineering Department, projects update, Kevin Kerr. Is Kevin Kerr? I thought he was. You were in the chambers, but he is on video. Kevin.
What we wanted to do was just provide a bit of a high level update on some of the projects that the engineering department is working on. And the primary focus would be the long-term water projects. So the first first question, I guess, is do you have the slide on the screen? Or should I share my screen?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We're working on, we have it on the...
They are in our agenda, the information item.
We got it.
What we'll do, I'll run through the schedule for the long-term water and then some of the other projects we're working on. And if there's any questions, I'll try and answer them. So the first part of long-term water is broken down into two specific sections. One is water distribution, and the second is the raw water supply and storage, or the new reservoir. On the water distribution side, some of the projects we're working on currently our critical pipeline renewals. That's a series of water mains that we plan to replace in primarily in the lower Callaway, QEW, Nipissing, and Nicoux Lane area. There's about 750 linear meters of water main to be replaced there. Trigram Reheat Station is the relocation of that reheat station from Building 903, which we currently rent space in, to city-owned Booster Station 2 near the high school intersection. It's upgrades to the Booster Station and the installation of about 400 meters of pipe along Apex Road from the 903 to the Booster Station 2. Just going back to critical pipeline, that is currently out to tender and will close next week. So we hope to start construction on that one early this season. The owner's engineer's phase two work package is, that's a series of packages that WSP are helping us put together to identify upgrades required on the distribution side. And it could be, we've got some of these, the critical pipe was one of them. There's about three or four left to put out. And they are, you know, how we improve or cut down on our unaccounted for water improvements to booster stations. Just improve efficiencies and resiliency in the water distribution system. Another significant project that's currently in the design stage is the addition of a new water line from the water treatment plant down to the Apex Road and then over to Astro Hill. That will provide us resiliency in that critical pipe infrastructure from the water treatment plant to the distribution system. It'll double up on what we have, and that will improve flows and pressures so that we can better accommodate some of the development that's happening in the city. And then the Astro Hill upgrades are a project that's been on the on the go, I guess, for a number of years now. We're currently at about 50% design stage, and we hope to complete design this year and get that project out to tender as well. And it's expected that construction of that, which is, I believe, about 1,000 meters of water and 1,000 meter of sewer line through the Astro Hill area, will take a couple of years, and it will replace some infrastructure that's at the end of its life cycle, and will improve it'll improve the reliability of the water flow through Astro Hill and down to the lower Iqaluit area. On the raw water side, the reservoir, the design for that work is about 50% complete, and we're progressing that and hope to have that completed by the end of the year. I think we came to council maybe last year to go with the construction manager delivery option. The RFP has been drafted for that service, and it's currently being reviewed by ourselves and our lawyers to ensure that the RFP and the agreement for that type of contract is in order before we put that on the street. So as I mentioned, that hopefully will be done. The construction manager, we hope to have in place in July, design completed towards the end of the year. We may see some early works this year, but the bulk of the work will begin next year and continue for the next 3 to 4 years, at which time we should have all of the work in the long-term water project completed, the distribution.
Can you hear? I think you are mute. Can't hear you. We're having technical difficulties. If we can fix it, I think we can defer it for next meeting. Okay.
We will defer it to our next meeting, this information item. Thank you, Kevin.
We're going to move along to our agenda. We're going to move that to next meeting. Thank you, Kevin. We cannot even hear. Moving along, we have 9B, TAQA 2026 Council Meeting Calendar, Brianna.
Thank you, Mayor Awa, and good evening, Council. I just want to first apologize for that technical issue. We'll look into it and we'll figure out why that just happened. Included in your agenda package this evening is a council meeting calendar for the remainder of 2026. Following council's decision to consolidate the committees of council into the Governance and Priorities Committee of the Whole. The calendar was also designed taking into account events throughout the year that may impact meetings or availability, including conferences, important community events, and seasons for on-the-land activities, among other things. Most months will follow the new structure of alternating Governance and Priorities Committee of the Whole meetings on the first and third Tuesdays of a month, and regular council meetings on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. We are proposing to follow a reduced summer schedule again this year, with one regular City Council meeting and one Governance and Priorities Committee of the Whole meeting per month in June, July, and August. Based off of feedback that we've received from Council, we are also proposing to cancel meetings which would otherwise be scheduled to fall on the day immediately following an extended weekend to ensure that council members have adequate working time to review agenda packages and to avoid potential difficulties with quorum. Council is only required by the City's Towns and Villages Act to hold one regular council meeting each month, and this calendar does meet those requirements. However, it is important to note the risk that during the months where only one regular council meeting is scheduled, if it does not proceed, we would need to notify community services that no regular meetings had been held. Acknowledging that, we believe that this calendar aligns with priorities, availability, and the new governance model. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's straightforward, and there's no motion required. Actually, there's a motion that Deputy Mayor is moving the motion to accept as is, and it was seconded. And questions, comments? All those in favor, and it's carried. And we also need to go to the next agenda item that Steve will give us an update on.
Council, this is mainly just a housekeeping item. Earlier this year, you updated the possible team members who could be acting CAO or during an absence of the CAO. So this evening, since that was done early this year, since that time, we've onboarded a new deputy CAO, Jamie Evick, and Jamie's definitely hit the ground running here. We're happy to see him with the team. So a housekeeping item will be to ask council to make a motion to add Jamie as a possible acting CAO if and when is needed. The motion that council approved the last time, I'll just insert Jamie's name. Council authorized Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Jamie Evick to act as the Chief Administrative Officer as a designate from time to time by the CAO during periods where the CAO is absent or otherwise unable to fulfill their duties. If council's got any questions, I can definitely answer them, but if they could make a motion, it would be appreciated. Thank you.
Question to make Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Deputy Mayor Smith moves, seconded by Councillor Agluka, that the person will be enabled to be acting CEO upon from time to time. No questions, comments, and a vote count. They're unanimous. Thank you. We're now on agenda item no committee reports, number 10. And now we're on correspondence. Nunavutungavik Incorporated Inuit Circumpolar Conference, ICC General Assembly, and they are asking for sponsorship request. They're seeking financial contribution to help cover areas of the General Assembly.
Well, I'm absolutely in favor of the city providing, because this is an incredible event and it's going to be really cool for our city to host. I'm absolutely in favor of us providing in-kind services, whether that be, you know, the use of a recreation facility or you know, things of that nature. But I will not be in favor of any financial contribution from the city for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Councillor Shepherd.
Mayor, you know, this event will have a meaningful impact on the economy of our city. There's no question. The number of delegates that attend, the media and the focus that'll be on this, it's important for our city. But as Deputy Mayor states, the city of Iqaluit is not a donee. We accept donations. We don't give financial donations. But I would like to ask, because it's not outlined in the package from ICC, if perhaps administration could engage with the request to see if there is some in-kind support that the city could facilitate, or I wonder if conversations like that have occurred yet.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And Steve can respond to that.
Thank you, Councillor. The city administration has had one meeting with the organizing and planning team, and some emails back and forth, and we're narrowing down what type of in-kind support we can provide. Thank you.
Thank you, CAO, Councillor Agluka.
Any in-kind donations would be preferable. But I do want to acknowledge ICC personally, because I had the pleasure of attending the first ever Inuit Women's Summit hosted by Kalaallit Nunaat ICC President Sara Orsvig. And it was an incredible experience, and I think it's going to be an incredible experience for Iqaluit to be able to host this kind of event. I know it happens every few years. But it's extremely important that we welcome them and that we provide back to, you know, the knowledge, the experiences, the you know, interactions with other countries like Chukotka, who will be attending this meeting, and it's going to be extremely important that, you know, it takes a lot of courage for even the ICC president of Chukotka to even attend such an event, to be able to travel here. I had the pleasure of attending, again, the summit, and we had a virtual interaction with Chukotka members of ICC, and I gladly welcome them to Iqaluit, and I hope that the rest of Iqaluit welcome them with open arms as well. But again, I agree with my colleagues, an in-kind donation is preferable. Ma'na.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka, Alternate Mayor Flaherty. Thank you, Mayor Abba. I just would like to comment. That the Circumpolar Council is geared for all of Inuit around the world, and they will be meeting in Iqaluit. And they have chosen Iqaluit. And I think in any which way we can help as a city, that we should help out and reach out to them. And sometimes when there's a large event like this, it's not very public, but what I'd like to see is that not just people of Iqaluit, but people of Nunavut, and because we are a capital, and we could incorporate the idea that it's not just Iqaluit people, but all of Nunavummiut that will be welcoming them. And how best can the city of Iqaluit staff be able to work together with them in order to encourage the idea of welcoming them and working with them as they have chosen this community, I realized that this is something very important in other regions of the world. Whenever they go to their meeting, that we have to recognize that. I just wanted to kick more support in for ICC, and that we should think about how can we, not necessarily through monetary donation, but how can we extend more of a warmth to our community for them? And how can we best be able to help them? What I'd like to hear from anyone, and particularly the city, is how can we come up with ways to help them and come up with a list. Thank you, Alternate Mayor Flaherty. And I know I met very briefly with the planning committee, and they were looking at how the city, what they have in terms of facilities, what can we have that they can utilize. I believe there's going to be like a craft fair, and this is something that has to be known. And they're not just Canadians. There's going to be Alaskans that are going to be participating, and Denmark, and people of Russia. If they're able, if they're not able, then they won't come. So these are people from around the circumpolar regions that will be participating. And they are all people around the world that will assemble here. And they sometimes choose different locations that they decide. But they have now chosen Iqaluit. And so that's why I think we have to think about providing a warm sense and feel-good story for them that Iqaluit is a welcoming community. And we will have to maintain that on a high level to ensure that we're welcoming not just for our fellow Canadians, but for everyone that will participate. Because they are from around the circumpolar regions, and there will be a high number of people that will participate. Even they will be boarding in the community at people's homes. And I believe some of their musicians will also be here. So that's going to be a nice cultural component. Yes, we have our work cut out for us. We will try our best to help according to how I've heard what we need to do. Even if we don't have monetary donation, we can provide a building, a tent, all these things. We will do that. And I believe we will have meeting on a continuing basis on how we can get to the point where they will actually land here and meet. Now, perhaps Deputy Mayor Smith wanted to have a motion through in-kind donation and not necessarily through monetary cash donation, but you want to reiterate your motion?
I don't know if we need a motion to that, but just any way we can work with them once they identify some of their needs for in-kind services we can provide, then I think that's something we should do. But do we need a motion or no for that, Steve?
No, if council wants to make a motion, that's entirely up to them. But we understand, the administration understands from listening to the discussion here, as we have already started working with the planning committee on in-kind contributions. We'll keep working on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, once that's determined, I would expect that in-kind request would come back to council, at which point we would make a motion to formalize that support. A little bit early now, and we'll just leave it in the hands of administration, in my opinion, and bring that back to us when it's ready to present.
Okay, all right, that's true. That's definitely true. We'll definitely have a motion at that point when it's ready to set into motion what kind of in-kind donation we will provide. And now moving along. Correspondence from the Inuit Heritage Trust. They have an application. Deputy Mayor Smith moves, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? And carried. Also, the Inuit Heritage Trust, they have an application. So, Councillor Agluka moves, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? And unanimous, carried. There's also correspondence from the Nunavut Research Institution, a research license application. Deputy Mayor Smith moves, Councillor Agluka seconds. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And unanimous and carried. Thank you. We will now move in camera, but there is no in camera. But so we now move to Agenda 13, adjournment. And move by Kinnock. There was a motion and seconder, and to the motion and seconder, who would like to adjourn?
Yeah,